Make peace with your past so that it doesn't destroy your present. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Wellness Wednesday segment, we learn about high-functioning depression and why we need to be talking more about it. Enjoy.
For a long time in my life, I felt like I've been living two different lives. There's the life that everyone sees, and then there's the life that only I see. And in the life that everyone sees, who I am is a friend, a son, a brother, a stand-up comedian, and a teenager. That's the life everyone sees. If you were to ask my friends and family to describe me, that's what they would tell you. And that's a huge part of me. That is who I am. And if you're asking me to describe myself, I'd probably say some of those same things. And I wouldn't be lying, but I wouldn't totally be telling you the truth either. Because the truth is, that's just the life everyone else sees. In the life that only I see, who I am, who I really am, is someone who struggles intensely with depression. I have for the last 6 years of my life, and I continue to every day. Now, for someone who has never experienced depression or doesn't really know what that means, that might surprise them to hear, because there's a pretty popular misconception that depression is just being sad when something in your life goes wrong, when you break up with your girlfriend, when you lose a loved one, when you don't get the job you wanted. But that's sadness. That's a natural thing. That's a natural human emotion. Real depression isn't being sad when something in your life goes wrong. Real depression is being sad when everything in your life is going right. That's real depression, and that's what I suffer from. And to be totally honest, that's hard for me to stand up here and say. It's hard for me to talk about. And it seems to be hard for everyone to talk about it, so much so that no one's talking about it. And no one's talking about depression, but we need to be, because right now it's a massive problem. It's a massive problem. But we don't see it on social media, right? We don't see it on Facebook. We don't see it on Twitter. We don't see it on the news, because it's not happy. It's not fun. It's not light. And so because we don't see it, we don't see the severity of it. But the severity of it, the seriousness of it is this. Every 30 seconds, someone in the world takes their own life because of depression. And it might be 2 blocks away, it might be 2 countries away, it might be 2 continents away, but it's happening, and it's happening every single day. And we have a tendency as a society to look at that and go, so what? So what? We look at that and we go, that's your problem, that's their problem. We say we're sad and we say we're sorry, but we also say, so what? Well, 2 years ago, 2 years ago was my problem. Because I sat on the edge of my bed, where I'd sat a million times before, and I was suicidal. And if you were to look at my life on the surface, you wouldn't see a kid who was suicidal. You'd see a kid who was the captain of his basketball team, the drama and theater student of the year, the English student of the year, someone who was consistently on the honor roll and consistently at every party. So you would say I wasn't depressed, you would say I wasn't suicidal, but you'd be wrong. You'd be wrong. So I sat there that night beside a bottle of pills with a pen and paper in my hand, and I thought about taking my own life, and I came this close to doing it. And I didn't. So that makes me one of the lucky ones, one of the people who gets to step out on the ledge and look down but not jump. One of the lucky ones who survives. Well, I survived. And that just leaves me with my story. And my story is this. In 4 simple words, I suffer from depression. And for a long time, I think I was living two totally different lives, where one person was always afraid of the other. I was afraid that people would see me for who I really was, that I wasn't the perfect popular kid in high school everyone thought I was, that beneath my smile there was struggle, and beneath my light there was dark, and beneath my big personality just hid even bigger pain. See, some people might fear girls not liking them back. Some people might fear sharks. Some people might fear death. But for me, for a large part of my life, I feared myself. I feared my truth. I feared my honesty. I feared my vulnerability. And that fear made me feel like I was forced into a corner. Where I was forced into a corner and there was only one way out. And so I thought about that way every single day. I thought about it every single day. And if I'm being totally honest standing here, I've thought about it again since, because that's the sickness. That's the struggle. That's depression. And depression isn't chicken pox. You don't beat it once and it's gone forever. It's something you live with. It's something you live in. It's the roommate you can't kick out. It's the voice you can't ignore. It's the feelings you can't seem to escape. And the scariest part is that after a while, you become numb to it. It becomes normal for you. And what you really fear the most isn't the suffering inside of you. It's the stigma inside of others. It's the shame. It's the embarrassment. It's the disapproving look on a friend's face. It's the whispers in the hallway that you're weak. It's the comments that you're crazy. That's what keeps you from getting help. That's what makes you hold it in and hide it. It's the stigma. So you hold it in and you hide it. And you hold it in and you hide it. And even though it's keeping you in bed every day and it's making your life feel empty, no matter how much you try and fill it, you hide it, because the stigma in our society around depression is very real. It's very real. And if you think that it isn't, ask yourself this. Would you rather make your next Facebook status say you're having a tough time getting out of bed because you hurt your back? Or you're having a tough time getting out of bed every morning because you're depressed? That's the stigma. Because unfortunately, we live in a world where if you break your arm, everyone runs over to sign your cast. But if you tell people you're depressed, everyone runs the other way. That's the stigma.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.